Welcome to Shira Aksava Kabbalah Parshas Vayelech, one of the well-known psukim in the Sedra, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yutes, is where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, "Ve'ato kisvu lochem es hashira hazos." Now write for yourselves this song, "Belamdos b'nei Yisrael simu b'fiem." Teach it to Klal Yisrael, place it in their mouths. So of course the question is, what is the shira to which the pasuk refers? Pirush Rashi, Azinu Ashramayim Ad V'Chipar Ad Maso Amal. The simple pshat as put forward by Rashi is that Hashira Hazos, this shira, this song, refers to next week's parasha, Parashas Azinu, which is presented in poetic fashion. The Chen Pirush Ramban, the Ramban writes similarly. However, HaRambam b'chiburo Hilchos Sefer Torah Kosav, the Rambam famously writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah that mitzvah saseh al kol ish v'ish miyisrael lichtov Sefer Torah la'atzma, one of the 613 mitzvahs, indeed the last of the 613 mitzvahs, is that everybody has to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Shenema v'ato kisvu lochem es hashira, as the Pasuk says, write for yourselves this song. What does that mean? Kolomar says the Rambam, Kisvu lachem Torah Shiyesh bo Shira Zos. When it says Kisvu lachem es Hashira Zos, it means write the entire Torah, which contains this Shira, which contains the Shira of Hazinu. Aye, it just says write the Shira of Hazinu. So how did you get from that to write the entire Torah? That's a lot of extra psukim over there. So Lefishen Kosvin es Torah Parshios Parshios, because says the Rambam, because we would not write single sections of a Sefer Torah. So Mimela, once you're writing the Shira of Hazinu, you have to write the whole thing. Right? So there's a lot of discussion on this Rambam, what the Ksava Kabbalah is going to do, and we'll attempt to give it over as succinctly as we can in the next 20 minutes, is to present various different ways to read the pshat of the psukim themselves, to support the notion that Kitzvu Lochem es Hashira Hazos somehow translates into writing Kol HaTorah Kulo, right, into writing the entire Sefer Torah. Certainly, that wouldn't be our intuitive reading of the Pasuk, you know, were it not for the Rambam. So he starts off quoting a Ralbag. The Ralbag, in his comments on the Pasuk, writes, Kvar Nisbor Acharei Zeh Shahashira he divrei hatar b'chlala ad tuma. Rabag writes that the simple pshat in the pasuk kisvu lachem es hashira hazos is to write the entire Torah. Right? So far we haven't seen that. So far, either pashat of pshat means shira hazos means shira hazinu, or the Rambam's perspective that shira hazos also means shira hazinu. But somehow, since ain kosin es hatara parshios parshios, in order to write hazinu, you have to write kol hatara kulo. So the Rabbah says, no, the simple pshat in the pasuk, Kisvu Lachem es Hashira Hazos, is that Shira refers to Torah. How do we see that? Shenemar Vayichtov Moshe Hashira Hazos. It goes on in next week's parsha to say that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down this Shira. Vayhi Kichalos Moshe Lichtov Es Divrei Hashira Hazos Al Sefer Ad Tumam. And then it says afterwards, when Moshe finished writing down the words of this Torah on a sefer until he was done. Wait a minute. So you started off telling me that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Shira, and then it says that Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing as Divrei HaTorah Hazos, that he finished writing the words of this Torah. He started writing a Shira, and now he's writing a Torah? Zemeyid, says the Ralbag, Shehashira Hazos, Rav Sabo, Kol Divrei HaTorah Bichlalo, V'gam HaShira Ima. So says the Rabbag, an analysis, the psukim themselves, just on the level of Pashat Pshat, indicates that the word Shira is used loosely to describe the Torah in its entirety. Because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu writes down the Shira, and then when he's finished writing down the Torah, so it seems as if the words are used interchangeably in the Parsha itself. That's the Rabbag's perspective as to how the Pshat can support the notion that Shira refers to Torah.
Why would he call Shira? Let's see.
Vanochi bar velo eda. Says the Aksava Kabbalah himself, I may be foolish, but I don't quite understand. Man is chabtu kol kach Laham sichiyuk ksiva sefer Torah kula. Ki acharei she'omar shediver Moshe's kol divrei Hashir azos ba'oznei ha'om. Vayomer aleihem sivu levavchem. L'chol advarim asher anochi meid bochem hayom asher tifsavim espeneichem l'shmor la'asos. Tifsavum espeneichem l'shmor la'asos is kol divrei Torah azos. In a gilsa lano atara ki tachlis ha'mechuvam b'ksivas Hashir azos. Hil is ikaron ha'asara l'shmiras kiyom mitzvus ha'atara. Says the Aksava Kabbalah, I'm not even sure really what everybody's debating about. To me, it's obvious why Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir Azos means you have to write down Kol HaTorah Kula. In other words, even the way he presents it, even seemingly simpler than the way the Rambam and the Ralban portray it. What's the point of writing down the Shiras HaAzinu? So the Pasuk itself says, pay attention. Simu levavchem l'chol advarim asher anochi meid bochem hayom. Pay attention to all the things that I'm bearing witness against you today. They will be the basis of telling your children lishmor la'asos v'skol divrei HaTorah azos. Internalizing the words of the Shiras HaAzinu will help you teach your children to follow the words of Torah. So, and as the point of Shiras HaAzinu is to instill in the Jews a desire to follow the dictates of the Torah itself. I mean, what is Shiras HaAzinu? Shiras HaAzinu basically says when the Jews don't keep Torah, terrible things happen. When we do keep Torah, good things happen, right? So the whole point of Shiras HaAzinu is to encourage us to keep the Torah. Im kein, ein tzarich od la'azir b'feirush haksivas haTorah asma. So then, even though Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir HaZos means, literally, like Rashi and the Ramban, write down the Shiras HaAzinu, it's obvious that you have to write down the Torah as well, because what's the point of writing down the Shira if you're not going to write down the Torah which the Shira comes to tell you to keep? In other words, it would be silly to write down Shiras HaAzinu on its own without also ensuring that Torah is passed down from generation to generation, and the way to do that is to write down the Torah. It gives the following mashal. Doma l'rofe amoser l'chol l'gilyon rashum olav sami refuaso. A guy goes to a doctor. The doctor gives him a prescription with all the things that he's supposed to take. And the doctor warns the patient, and he tells him, Dalecha, shebimniash tiyoscha asamim ha'elu, you should know, if you don't take your medicine, kepesa beincha uvein hamovis. There's a single step between you and death, Rachmana litzlan, if you're not going to take this medicine. Lochein, therefore, continues the doctor, Ani mazhircho lichtov lucho azhara zo, kishielis ikaron tomid leneged einecho, ki chayecho tluyim lucho mineged b'mni ashtias hasamim. Therefore, says the doctor to the patient, I want you to take a piece of paper, and write that on the piece of paper, if I don't take my medicine, there's a single step between me and death. Have that piece of paper, pull that piece of paper out of your wallet all the time, look at it, read it, remind yourself, if I don't take my medicine, there's a single step between myself and death, and really hammer that into your head as much as possible. So says the Aksava Kabbalah, V'hine, Abshalo hiziru bevir el shmiras ha'gilyon, v'hazkir same ha'refua atzma, hu muvan me'atzma migol v'zirus al zichron shmias o'azara. Let's say the guy really listens to his doctor, but he's a literalist. So he goes home, he writes on a piece of paper, remember to take the medicine, it's life and death. And he writes it down, he puts it in his wallet, and he's going to look at it every time. Fine, so, you know, he goes to the pharmacy and says, give me the medicine that the doctor prescribed. The pharmacist says, okay, where's the prescription? Oh, I threw it out. You threw it out? Yeah, no, but don't worry. I wrote that on a piece of paper, just like he told me. You know, remember to take your medicine, because otherwise it's a matter of life and death. So the pharmacist will yell at him, you're silly, you know? I mean, the whole point of the paper was to remind you to take the medicine. If you don't have the prescription of the medicine itself, what's it all worth? So by the same token, says the Aksava Kabbalah, the whole point of Shiras HaAzinu is to remind us to keep the Torah. So Kisvu Lachem Es Hashir HaZos, yeah, write down HaZinu. But obviously write down the rest of the Torah, because the whole point of Shiras HaZinu is to get us to keep the Torah itself. That's Al Derech HaPshat. But then comes the Aksava Kabbalah, and he wants to add another layer of interpretation, call it chat, call it not, whatever you want to call it exactly, as to how Torah can be referred to as Shira. Again, up until this point, the Ksav HaKabbalah's favorite chat interpretation is that the truth is the Torah is not called a Shira. When it says Kisvu HaKamis HaShira Zos, it means Shira Sazinu. But if you write down Shira Sazinu, it's obvious that you have to write down the rest of the Torah, because otherwise, what's the point of writing down Shira Sazinu? Amnam lechoze einonu nitzrochim rak ledat ha-mefarshim milas shira kipshuto shira sazinu. What we said to now has been to explain, you know, those mefarshim who understand that shira literally means shira sazinu. Amnam li nireh shebemilas shira atzma hamuvan ba lo shira sazinu bilvan ki im es kol divrei ha-tam veishis ad le'ene kol yisrael. However, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, as other mefarshim say, I believe another way of interpreting the pasuk is that the word shira itself can refer itself to kol ha'tara kula. In other words, something along the lines that the Ralbag had said, that the word shira and the word Torah are used interchangeably in this particular parsha. So how would that, what would be the basis of saying that? So he writes, first of all, we see in Chazal that Chazal referred to the Torah as shira in other contexts. Reish Lakish is quoted in the Gemara Chagigah and Avodah Zarah as saying that when the Pasuk says, Yomom Yitzave Hashem Chazdo V'layla Shiro Imi, the Pasuk in Tehillim says that God commands His chesed during the day and at night His song is with me. What's the song which is with me? Shosakti Batara Balayla, says Reish Lakish. I was involved in Torah study at night. So Balayla Shiro Imi, the song was with me at night. The song refers to the song of Torah. In other words, Chazal themselves refer to Torah as Shira. So in other words, it shouldn't surprise us that, you know, Chazal can refer to Torah as Shira. The Torah itself can refer to Torah as Shira. How would that be? So he writes as follows. What's the basis of the word Shira? So he suggests that the word Shira is related to, or shir, is related to the word yashar, which means straight and organized. And he says as follows. There are two types of shira that the Hebrew language makes reference to. Shira can mean song, you know, something that has musical notes. Shira can also mean poetry. One of the common denominators of both music and poetry, a song in the sense of music, as well as shira in the sense of poetry, is that there has to be a straight, methodical progression from line to line and from note to note. Ksav HaKabbalah, by the way, wrote this in the early 1800s. I'm not sure, you know, with modern music, whether that's necessarily true, you know, or modern poetry for that matter. You know, a guy can write a sentence and a half of gibberish, and you know, that could be a poem, but certainly writing in the 1800s, I think classically speaking, the Ksav HaKabbalah says the defining characteristic of both song and poetry is that it's well organized. It moves methodically from stanza to stanza, from note to note, and if something is out of whack, if something isn't well organized or presented in a straight fashion, so then the song isn't going to work. The poetry is going to fall flat. It's not going to be effective in that kind of way. He quotes this idea that Shir and Yashar are related to one another from Shlomo Pappenheim, from the Ria Shlomo. He's very fond of quoting, again, one of the German linguists of the day. And then he adds the following. So once we understand that Shira and Yashar are related to one another, and that the very nature of poetry, of music, involves a certain methodology, a certain structure, a certain organization that characterizes the song of the poetry, it makes perfect sense then to describe the Torah as Shira. Why? Ki ha-Torah b'chlolo nikreis gam kein sefer ha-Yashar. We find that Torah itself is referred to, the two places in Nach, in Yeshua, and in Shmuel, as Sefer HaYashar, the book of things that are Yashar, things that are I guess the way he's translating it is things that are organized, things that are methodical. And we find that the Targum takes the pasuk in Yoshua. I'm sorry, the pasuk in both in Yoshua and in Shmuel, where it refers to the Sefer HaYosha, the Targum refers to it as Sifra D'Oraisa, right? The book of the Torah itself. Ta'amitzos b'chlala nikru yisharim. Kakosu pikudei Hashem yisharim. The mitzvahs themselves are referred to as yisharim. They're straight, literally. The ordinances of God are straight. They're upright. Tamrinon, the Sefer Breishis from Mishnah Torah, nikru Sefer HaYoshar. We find that Breishis and Dvarim particularly are called Sefer HaYoshar. Right? So, what is the idea of Torah being called Sefer HaYoshar? I think normally we understand it in the sense is that Torah develops within people a sense of yashrus, a sense of justice, a sense of doing things in the right way. Again, maybe familiar with the famous Hakdama of the Nitziv to Sefer Breishis. He writes about Breishis being Sefer HaYoshar because the Avos HaKadoshim were Yesharim, they were people of great integrity and justice and the like. It seems to me like that Sara Kabbalah's understanding that the idea of Sefer, the Torah being called Sefer HaYoshar, is that the Torah is methodical. The Torah is well organized. Everything is placed just right. The Torah isn't haphazard. And in that sense, to the extent to which the Torah is well organized, the Kudei Hashem Yesharim, the mitzvahs of Hashem, are well organized. They're not haphazard. They're not random. It's not like somebody was thinking up the mitzvahs chalila on the spot. Hey, what can we come up with next? No, there's a plan. There's a master plan for all of Torah, and all of the mitzvahs fit in to this incredible puzzle in a very, very well organized fashion. That is the Shira of Torah. The Torah is called Shira according to this understanding because it embodies that idea of yashrus, of design, of organization. Just as a poem or a song can't be successful unless it's well organized, so too Torah itself has that organization of that master plan put into it. That's the Ksav HaKabbalah in the versions that we have. He then adds the following: Uvamadura kadma kosavnu b'derech acheres le'ameis dasra b'seinu bozer likroas haTorah b'shem Shira. There were different versions of the Ksav HaKabbalah. In this later version, he writes, in my first edition, I gave yet another pshat as to why the Torah is called Shira. Now, I don't know what's behind what his intent was with this line, because if you think about it, it was in the first edition. He left it out in the second edition. But in the second edition, he says, I wrote about this in my first edition. So it's not exactly clear what he wants us to do. So in other words, you're silly that you bought the second edition? You should have gone for the first edition. I'm not exactly sure what he was trying to get across in this. But fortunately, Rav Tzuriel's version of the Ksav HaKabbalah that was published the most at Rav Kook has the excerpts from the first edition in the back. So you don't have to feel bad and hit your head against the table that Nebuch, you know, I bought a second edition. How come I, you know, if I only had the first edition, I know what he actually said. You can just turn to the back of the Sefer where he talks about what he spoke about in the first edition. In the first edition, he writes the following, very, very fascinating. Says, why is the Torah called Shira? Again, he starts from the basis that it's not just that the Shira is one thing and the Torah is something else, as he suggested al derech hapshat, but no, the Torah itself is called Shira. Okay, so why is the Torah called Shira? So he suggests the following. Says, we find that Chazal speak of the importance of learning with a nigun. Gemara in Erevin. Let's see where he quotes it. 1 second. Mm-hmm. I'm finding the lost right now, but Chazal talk about that a person who's learning without using a nigun, the Torah is lacking in a very so the Torah is lacking in some way. So what does that mean exactly? So he writes, "Lekarev ho'inyon, Omar ki neginos tamei amikros domos lekleizemer anasim biyachasim va'arochim reuyim lahotzi kolos v'neimah rabba." The trump notes writes the Ksav HaKabbalah that according to Chazal were passed down to us from Sinai itself are a way of bringing out the full meaning of the Torah itself. That, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, is pshat and why Torah is called Shira, because Torah is meant to be sung. And if a person is learning Torah, just saying Torah, you know, he's missing out on some of the depth of what the Torah itself means to convey. So that's true in Torah Shabbat Ksav. That's why we have the whole Trump notes, which again, the Gemara in the Darim tells us that the Trump notes were passed down from Sinai itself. Again, the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim have different Trump notes. So in other words, clearly there were some things that were added or changed over the years, but it was the basic structure of the Trump notes were passed down from Sinai itself. And Chazal extended that to Torah Shebaal Peh as well, the same way that Torah Shebaal Ksav has a set of notes that go together with it, the music of Torah. So too, the Torah Shebaal Peh also has a certain music that's supposed to accompany it. And that's why Chazal say that if a person is going to learn without a nigun, he's lacking, he's missing out on some of the depth of the Torah itself that he's learning. That says the Ksav HaKabbalah in the first edition. That's why he thinks Torah is called Shira. That, you know, the musical aspect of Torah, in a very, very literal sense, is so indispensable to the Torah itself that the very word the very word Shira is an appropriate one for the Torah itself. Be'ezus Hashem, next week, again, we have a little bit of a different schedule with Yom Kippur in the middle of the week. We'll pick up with the Shir Sunday night. Be'ezus Hashem, there'll be the Shir on Parshas Ha'azinu, and then, as we always do, the last Shir Ksav HaKabbalah is going to be Leil Simchas Torah, when we go through the Ksav HaKabbalah on Parshas Vezos HaBracha. Shir Hanan ben Akasha Omer.